It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
The air conditioner in the church building broke down. The fan in the unit was still working, but the unit wasn't cooling. I called the man who had installed the unit, and he came to fix it. Checking it out, he discovered that the gas had leaked from the unit, causing the trouble. The unit was checked out very close in an effort to find the leak. However, no damage in the unit or the pipes could be found. So the fellow who came to repair the unit put gas into it, and the unit began cooling at maximum efficiency again. You know, that unit worked good for about 3 weeks. Then one day I noticed that it wasn't cooling. The fan was just blowing out hot air. So I called the fellow a second time and told him what had happened. He came back, checked, and found that the gas had escaped again. This time he started hunting for the hole where the gas was leaking with more determination. I guess he searched for about 4 hours for that hole. He ran a check on all the lines, dug holes in the ground searching around the pipe, even ripped off the protective covering from the pipe, but all in vain. No sign of any place where the gas was escaping. He took out a container of gas, hooked it up to the unit, and began to fill the pipes again. The unit began cooling. He knew it was a leak, but he couldn't find it. The fellow applied the pressure to the unit. He ran the pressure to nearly twice what it should be. He was putting a terrific strain on the equipment. Finally, with the pressure greatly increased, he found the hole. It was so tiny that even a straight pin could not fit in it. It was such a tiny hole. But it was responsible for the failure of the unit. It did just as much damage as a hole 10 times its size. It just took a little longer. A fellow once asked me if there were degrees of sin. That is one sin worse than another? You see, this fellow was guilty of what we commonly call a little sin. It was no major thing, and most people simply ignored it. He was, in effect, pointing his finger at those who committed more serious sins. He was hoping, of course, to excuse his minor sin. Well, there is degree in sin. Not all sin is as great as other sin. Stealing a dime could hardly be classified as serious as killing a neighbor. So in one way of thinking, the fellow who asked the question was correct. His sin wasn't as great as that of some others. Now back to that air conditioner. It wasn't the size of the hole which caused the damage. It was the hole. So it is with sin. It's not the size of the sin which separates us from God. It is the sin. The results of a little sin and a great sin, the results are the same. A hole is a hole, and a sin is a sin. That means, of course, that those who commit little sins need forgiveness as much as those who commit great sins. So instead of pointing your finger, you better bow your head.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.